Now, after a long legal battle over the ownership, an Israeli court has ordered the eviction of a Palestinian family from their home of 50 years. The eviction was conducted in the early hours of Tuesday morning, despite a court appeal for an extension. Press News correspondent Mohammed Hamayat reports with further details.
Early Tuesday morning, Israeli forces under orders from the Israeli Supreme Court evicted a Palestinian family from their home in East Jerusalem al-Quds. This is how 76-year-old Fahima Shamasna described what happened.
I was in the kitchen at 5 a.m. when there was a knock on the door. It was the police. The first thing they did was taking gas outside. They then put my husband on his chair and alongside my sons, took him outside the house. They told my sons not to move and then told me and my daughter to leave. They then went through our house, destroyed it and left nothing.
The eviction was conducted following a legal battle which had begun in 2009 when an Israeli organization named the Israeli Land Fund claimed the house belonged to a Jewish family before 1948. The battle ended when the Israeli court ruled that the family should be evicted, and despite an appeal which delayed the execution of the court orders, the Israelis forced the family out of their house.
There were trials and forgeries as well as manipulating of documents. Until yesterday, the lawyer made an appeal to delay the execution of the court order. And at night, the court ordered the eviction. We were surprised that the soldiers came in the morning to take them out of the house. This was around 5:30 in the morning. They locked down the entire neighborhood.
Other Israeli organizations, such as Al-Ad and Ateret Kohanim, have been taking Palestinian families in Al-Quds to court, claiming that their homes belong to Israelis. While the Israeli courts allow Israelis to put a claim to homes of Palestinians, it does not allow the same rights to Palestinians who have been forced out of their houses, turning this incident into a dangerous indicator to the families of Palestinians in Al-Quds.
The Shamasna family will now join scores of Palestinian families who were forced out of their homes in Jerusalem Al-Quds. Their house, taken by the Israeli Land Fund, will be given to settlers to live in, leaving the Shamasna family in the streets of the city. Hamad Hamayel, Press TV, Occupy Jerusalem Al-Quds.